Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers. And if you've ever found yourself in front of the fridge after a long day, not because you're hungry, but because you're kind of numb, you're stressed, or you're just over it because it's just a crappy day, right? This episode is for you. So tune in and we're going to just jump right in. Emotional eating is not about a lack of discipline. It's about self-soothing in a world where you are rarely given space to rest. You are rarely given space to breathe. Or in my case, sometimes I don't even feel seen. I feel like people need me, utilize me, but I don't even feel seen, especially around my family and my home sometimes. And for women over 40, food becomes the fastest way to feel better in a moment. For some women, that's the best part of the day when they just self-soothe because they're overworked, you're overstimulated, and you just don't feel supported. You feel very under-supported. And so I just want to make sure that you know that you're not alone, you're not broken, and you're literally just trying to feel better the only way you know how. If you think about emotional eating, it's like trying to charge your phone with a broken charger. And the signal's there. The need is real, but the tool you're using doesn't actually work anymore. And the food gives you that temporary charge, just like a broken charger might. If you wiggle the cord a little bit, move it around, you might get a temporary charge, but it doesn't solve the deeper issue. That of no power underneath, that you've just literally given over to something that is not going to fix what's going on. So the disconnect is real. And many of us were taught, I think Generation X is particularly one of those generations that's affected by this. We're taught to be good. We're taught to be quiet. We're taught to be strong. But we were never taught how to really sit with or express our emotions. And that is something that affects us as women coming up, especially there are a lot of times I will say these things to my husband. I will say the words, I don't know what I'm feeling. I have to really process because I really was never taught how to process any of my emotions. So I don't know if I'm angry. I don't know if I'm sad. I don't know why that upset me. It just did. And for a lot of women, what happens is we eat to silence our sadness. We eat or snack to dull our stress and take it down a notch, right? For me, I have to be careful with the bourbon. If I take a sip of bourbon, it's going to send me straight to food because I will take a sip of bourbon to dull the stress of the day, but then it's a free-for-all for food for me. I'm just going to go at it. And we binge to buffer our loneliness. And so for us, the diet culture made it worse. The ultra slim fast era made it worse. Eat a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, have a sensible dinner. If you're going to lose weight and feel great, no, you're not. You're going to be starving half to death. And so we have this toxic mindset that we have to starve to look good, that we have to starve to feel good. And we restricted and restricted and we restricted until we broke. And then we binged. And then we shamed ourselves and then just rinse and repeat, right? It's like putting duct tape over a smoke alarm. The smoke alarm has a purpose, okay? The alarm is trying to protect you, or it's trying to annoy you when the battery goes low, but mostly it's trying to protect you, right? Instead of finding a fire within your system, you've shut the signal down. So instead of paying attention to those anxiety moments and the alarms that are there, you are trying to shut it down. Your emotions are the smoke, and the food has become your way of duct taping that shut, right? So we want to make sure that we are aware of how we're feeling and learning how to process that, and we're going to talk about that. But you're not addicted. You're numbed out. You've let food become a habit. It's not an addiction. So you have a pattern that your brain turns to because it felt like it worked in the past. And so when you slow down and you breathe and you really ask, like, what do I actually need right now? That's when you can finally start to break the pattern. And so if you are really wanting to break that pattern, that's the first thing that you have to do if you're turning to food is, what do I actually need right now? Because if you're not truly hungry, what do you need? Many of you aren't hungry. You're just overstimulated. You're carrying the weight of everyone else's needs. We carry the weight of the world. We really do. We've got, kids. We've got the other kids that the kids are friends with. We've got our grandkids, a lot of us now. And so everyone else's needs coming before your own. And you're using food as that one moment of peace that you control. The food is what you're turning to because you just want to be like, right? And so I'm going to tell you a story about a client. I'm not naming her by name, but she knows who she is. If she's watching this podcast, she knows I love her. And one of them, she just said, I'm not even hungry. I just don't know what else to do. And she could just sit there and power through an entire package of Oreos, not even really thinking about it, not caring about how she felt, not really trying to feed a hunger. But it was just something she was doing to numb her pain. And so we replaced her snacks, her nightly snacks, with stuff that she would enjoy, like cottage cheese mixed with peanut butter and some chocolate chips. Or not cottage cheese, sorry, yogurt. Although cottage cheese is good with it too. Some of you would be like, that's gross. It's really not. But yogurt mixed with peanut butter and chocolate chips. And it's just kind of a sweet treat. It tastes like peanut butter fluff, right? But that gave her something to go to that was nutritious, that was filled with protein, and it gave her a different nightly snack. She also really loved tea. So I was like, every single night, I want you to sit down and really indulge on a warm cup of tea, right? And then we did threes. I wanted her to journal three lines every single night about what she was thankful for. And then I wanted her to do three stretches. So we just had these three stretches that she would do. She was very obese. And she could not get up and down out of the floor. So she was in a chair doing a lot of her work, but I gave her three stretches. And we did these power of threes, the protein snack every night. And it gave her something to do with her hands. It gave her something to nourish her body. And that in itself regulated her nervous system. So that overstimulation was brought down. So within weeks, I would tell you her emotional eating probably dropped by like 80%. Now, having said that, she did have to get to the point that she communicated these things to me. My mind reading is terrible. You can ask both of my ex-husbands. And so unless you tell your coach or unless you tell people in your life, you can't just silently, internally struggle with these things. It's okay to talk about stuff out loud. Once you put something out there and you're being transparent about it, fear is not controlling you anymore. Now you have something that I think that God can really work with and help you work out, because it's not something you're hiding. It's not something that's in the darkness anymore. So how do you reconnect with yourself? If you are really just trying to disconnect from yourself and how you're really feeling, how do you do that? The biggest thing that I tell my clients is mindful eating. And that sounds really oovy groovy, but it's just a pause before you eat. Like, what am I actually feeling right now? Why am I reaching for this? Because are you actually hungry? I'll tell you, one of the things that I started, this is probably going to sound so dumb, but one of the things that I started doing, I had a really traumatic childhood. And so there's a lot of trauma. And when I have any of those memories kind of pop back in my head, I'll turn to my husband and tell him, I love you. And he's like, you tell me that a lot, but it redirects my brain. It's a positive way to direct it. But that also helps me not turn to food. And that for me was something that was definitely happening. Especially when I started dealing with my menopausal weight gain, right? So if there's a way that you can say something out loud to redirect where your brain is going in that moment that you pause before you eat, that's something that I do that has really helped me. But what are you actually feeling right now? What am I actually feeling right now? Why am I reaching for this? I want you to create kind of a nourishment toolbox. This is something that my therapist taught me. A toolbox for you is going to be something active. So for me, I felt like I needed to be productive. And maybe you're the same way. So maybe that will really relate to you. Eating food made me feel like I was doing something productive. So how can I do something different? I go for a walk. That's usually the first thing that I do. I go for a walk. If it's pouring rain, I will do like deep breathing for 3 minutes, where I'm just focusing on breathing in for 7 counts. Breathing out for 8. And I do that for about 3 or 4 minutes, usually to my favorite song. That's what I'll do it to. And the other thing that has really helped me, my clients know this, I can do like a brain dump. You can time it if you want to, but just take everything that you're upset about and write it down. Put it on paper. Just write it down. Everything. You can be like, stupid dog, dumb husband, kids throwing fits. All the things that have driven you crazy today. Everything that has come at you. Like the bills. Everything. All everything. Just put it down. And then during that mind dump, I want you, when you get done with it, I want you to look at it and mark out everything that you can't control. You're usually left with like two things. And that really is freeing. That was something that really, really has helped me. If you have a really good friend that's not going to be like, hey, let's go get margaritas and forget this. Not that friend. The one that's going to be like, well, let's go for a walk. Let's meet and go for a walk. Or let's meet for some coffee and talk. That is the friend that you want to meet with if you just want to have that talk. You know what I mean? Sipping tea is one of my favorite things. I always talk about tea, but I'm obsessed with it because it does really help my menopausal symptoms. And so, like, I love red clover tea and the ashwagandha. I think I'm saying that right. That's a big word. And so, but you also, you guys, if you are going to go for a treat and have some, you know, have a sweet treat, make sure it's because you just want to eat that treat. And then I want you to light a candle with that sucker and just really enjoy that treat. Don't just power it down like a whole thing of Oreos because you are trying to self-soothe. You know, just think about creating a nourishment toolbox that works for you and your life, okay? The other thing is like fueling your body consistently. You know, we took her nighttime snack and we shifted it to something that felt like an indulgent treat, had chocolate in it because I'm all about chocolate. But it was protein-filled and it was pretty nutrient-dense. And so that in itself was pretty life-changing for her because it was satisfying. It filled her up. When you eat something that's filled with protein, you feel full. And so if you fuel your body consistently, you're 10 times more likely to skip that emotional eating. You really are. Well, let me flip it. You're probably 10 times more likely to emotionally eat if you're undernourished. If you're not eating enough food, think about those times where I don't know, maybe I'm the only person this has happened to. I don't think so. But you're so hungry that you don't care what goes in your mouth. You literally will grab everything out of the kitchen. You're just like, okay, good, marshmallows. Okay, olives. Okay, you know what I mean? There's no sense to it. You're just shoving stuff in your face. You're not paying attention to what's actually happening. So if you are eating, though, consistently, you'll be, I mean, you really will be, like, a lot more picky. Like, it's not worth it. Go to the next thing. Because you've had enough food in your system. So, like, even on days of celebration, like, we've got Easter coming up here in Tennessee, well, and all over the United States tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, but day after tomorrow. But my clients are all like, what can I have for Easter? Whatever you want. I'm not trying to tell you not to eat food with your family on Easter, but just make sure you get all of your macronutrients through the day. You have your good breakfast. You have your snacks. You have your lunch. If you're having Easter dinner, enjoy the heck out of it, but don't go there hungry. You don't want to go to a meal where there's a lot of fatty foods and a lot of foods that are pretty rich and it's not necessarily filled with protein and fiber and all the good things. Hungry. You don't want to walk in that door and be like, I am hungry. I will eat 3 plates of this, right? So just make sure you get all of your food, fuel your body really consistently. The other thing is we're really hard on ourselves. Generation X, we're tough on ourselves and we were taught to be tough on ourselves. We weren't taught to practice self-compassion. And that's something in the Divas that we really talk about a lot. Like, you know, replace why do I keep doing this with what do I actually need right now? Instead of putting yourself in an immediate condemnation, that self-condemning mode, really, like, pay attention to it. Like, it's okay that you're feeling this. It's okay that you are at this moment where you're contemplating eating an entire carton of ice cream. You know, what do I actually need right now, though? Because it's not the ice cream. There's no nutrient need for an entire carton of ice cream. So what do I need? Do you need a hug? You know, maybe you need to find somebody and get a hug. Maybe you need to turn to your spouse and say, I love you. So even though I do love my husband, I don't just say that, but you know what I mean? That's just like one of those positive things that I can do. You're not broken. You're learning to meet your needs in new ways. And that's powerful. So you need to say that to yourself. I'm not broken. I'm learning to meet my needs in new ways. And remember that you have that power, okay? We have to rewire the loop. We have this loop. It keeps repeating that rinse and repeat. Your brain wants a hit. It really does, a dopamine hit, a relief at the end of the day. And that food has become the shortcut. But you can rewire it by replacing it, not resisting it. Resisting is like, that's going to be a battle, okay? I'm not telling you to do that. You have to go, okay, I'm reaching for this. I'm reaching for the ice cream. What am I actually seeking? Am I seeking comfort? Am I seeking calm? Am I seeking validation? Do I need to rest? Do I just need a nap? Goodness, sometimes there's some days the nap is the magical cure. I'm no longer thinking about food. I was just tired, genuinely tired. And then choose a substitute that gives your nervous system what it's craving without sabotage. And that's where you have to turn to. You have to get really good at that. And so what does that look like? It looks like just like with my client swapping the nighttime, you know, ice cream with an important snack, an indulgent protein snack, right? Or just even, gosh, you could go take a hot bath. You could do all the candles and smelly goods, right? You could do some guided meditations. There's tons of guided meditations on YouTube, tons on Spotify to go to. If you ever need one, you can always reach out to me and ask, and I will steer you that way. You can also turn the binge TV snack combo into a 15-minute walk. Always, always, always can go for a walk. You can do the hot tea. You could do Netflix without food. Have you ever thought about that? You don't always have to have food in your hand. One of the things that I do, every room in the house has minty gum. If I can chew on a piece of minty gum, it kills any craving for me. That is something that works really well for me because I'm not going to go eat a cookie after I chew a piece of gum. That cookie will taste bad. You know what I mean? I chew a piece of minty gum every time I walk into the grocery store. Why? Because I'm not going to try samples if I'm chewing on gum. And that is, you know, maybe that is just me, but that works really well for me. You're not giving something up. You're giving yourself something better. Does that make sense? So, your cravings aren't the enemy. They're the messengers. And so instead of fighting them, get curious. What's happening? And you know what? Be kind of excited about that exploration because you're learning yourself. And you, my friend, are your absolute best friend. You're stuck with yourself for the whole rest of your life. So learning yourself is kind of exciting, I promise. So I'm going to get curious about it and ask, like, what's actually going on right now? What am I really needing right now? What emotion am I avoiding? That's mine. What am I trying not to feel? Because I like happy. That one's fun. And I'm really good at anger because that one's fast. But I don't like any of the other things. So you have to get good at learning yourself. Like, what emotion am I avoiding? Why am I turning to food and so that I don't have to feel it? What am I trying to avoid? What would help me feel safe right now? And next time that craving hits, you know, focus there. So you can ask yourself, what can I give myself instead that honors how I feel? What can I do instead? What would you replace that behavior with instead of resisting? And over time, this builds a new connection, one where you are the solution, not the food. So you being the solution is a much better option than the entire package of Oreos. If you're ready to break the emotional eating cycle, I know we got a little heavy today, but finally feeling in control again, I want you to message me the word cravings. You can find me on Instagram, Danya Powers EC, on TikTok, Danya Powers EC, and you can find me on Facebook at Danya Powers and YouTube at Empowered Coaching. You can also message me or apply for a Zoom call on my website, www.empowereddcoaching.com, and we can walk through this together, one layer at a time. It's not overnight. It's not super fast, but we can do it together, one step at a time, you and I. Until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.